The Vancouver Canucks, Davis Cup, tennis, and French girls with grapefruit. We've got it all. We're Pucked in the Head.
Well, here we are again at the Abbotsford campus of UFV. Hello, Russell. How are you today?
I'm well, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You know what? To be honest, I have to tell you, I'm feeling kind of fatigued at the moment.
I hope that doesn't have anything to do with Valentine's Day.
No, sadly, it does not. I ran a half marathon yesterday.
Did you?
I did, and I've run them before. But for some reason, it's really stuck with me, and I'm feeling kind of very low energy today.
I feel like this may be a good time to announce to the people that tomorrow is also your birthday.
That is true. I'm 44 years old. I'm firmly into middle age now.
I see. So maybe that might have something to do with it.
Perhaps. Perhaps. I'll have to do some research on that and find out if maybe that's it. Does it hit you like that? Like just like a wall one day?
I don't know. I'm not quite there yet.
I was fine the other day.
Talk to me in a couple decades.
Last week. A couple decades. I would use a bad word, but I don't know what the station's policy is on profane language.
I believe it frowns upon it.
Well, I don't want to be frowned upon.
So nothing for Valentine's Day then?
Not nothing. We had a nice little, my lovely wife and I had a lovely little dinner.
That's wonderful.
French restaurant.
Oh, oui, oui, le français?
No.
Non? No. Je peux parler français.
Partout français.
Oui.
That's about all I got, man. I got partout français. I have Célibus, and I've got...
Croissant?
I've got bad words. I can speak menu.
Bibliothèque?
pretty much, I'll tell you... Can I tell you a story? Do we have time for a story?
We've got some time for a story.
Okay, I can tell you. I took French all throughout high school. My French is atrocious. I can say basically three sentences. So I can say, où est la salle de bain, which is necessary... Sometimes.
That's an important one.
Strangely, I can also say, où est l'appartement de Monsieur Thibault?
That is something about Monsieur Thibault.
Yeah, where is Mr. Thibault's apartment?
Oh, okay.
In grade 7, Miss Work was a taskmaster, went with her name. Every student had to know one sentence that went with a slideshow that she showed. And that was my sentence. So I still know that today. We had to know the diction. We had to know the speed. Où est l'appartement de Monsieur Thibault? I can do that.
Interestingly enough, I couldn't pick up on that. So.
And I also can say, les pamplemousses sont sur la table.
The grapefruits are on the table.
Yes, and this is amazing. One time I was at a party at a friend's place. Actually, at my friends who are in the band who do the intro and outro music for this very show, The Orchid Highway. Which you can visit at orchidhighway.com. And I was at a party at their house in the kitchen. There was no one else around. They were all in the living room and outside. And suddenly this beautiful, beautiful woman walked into the kitchen. She looked around and then looked at me and she actually said, "Où sont les pamplemousses?" I was so excited because I could actually use one of the sentences I knew. I dropped to my knees, threw my hands into the air and screamed at the top of my lungs, "Les pamplemousses, don't you let that?" Because they were actually on the table.
I find this very hard to believe.
It is not, I'm not even making it up. It was so awesome, and I nearly cried with joy.
This is your finest work of fiction, Jason.
She said, "Merci beaucoup." She grabbed a grapefruit and she left the room. I never saw the woman again. Never saw her again. But it was a brilliant day, and my 7 years of French instruction at school did not go to waste. I actually got to use it that one day.
So you can thank Mrs. Work for
Miss
that.
Work.
Miss Work. Miss Work. My apologies, Miss, yes. Miss Work.
Merci beaucoup, Miss Work, wherever you are.
Well, speaking of work.
Yes.
There is a former Vancouver Canucks coach who is currently out of work.
That is what we call in the business a segue.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well done, Mr. Arbuthnot.
Unrehearsed segue. Mr. Tortorella, after repeatedly turning down interview requests from various Vancouver news outlets, spoke this week.
Who did he speak to?
A radio station in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
His
right.
former employer, I guess.
Right.
Employer twice removed.
Right.
And or I guess thrice removed now, if you count.
He was a coach there when they won the Cup.
That's so correct.
So they hold him in some high regard down there.
Definitely, yes, yes.
The fools.
So interestingly enough, he actually basically admitted that he deserved to be fired after the Canucks' second half. To quote Mr. Tortorella, "That group of players over in Vancouver, I really enjoyed." End quote, which may come as a bit of a surprise after observing some of his antics on the bench, shoulder pad shaking and finger pointing at, well, I think Hansen comes to mind and Edler as well.
I didn't realize that he was the voice behind Yoda.
That's true.
What was that sentence one more time? That group of players over in Vancouver, I really enjoyed.
What is that? The past participle becoming the present and vice versa?
No.
I don't know.
No, he just... Yeah, that's very interesting grammatically. Not technically wrong.
No? Well, there probably should be a comma in there, but, you know, sometimes it's a little bit difficult in the spoken word. I'll continue on. We had a great first half, but I don't think I did the job for the team the second half with our consistency, and I think that's what cost me my job. We couldn't stop the losing streaks.
The losing streaks you couldn't stop.
We needed to win a couple of games within those areas, and quite honestly, I deserved to be fired after that second half of the year. I would suggest that maybe you deserve to be fired the minute you decide to install a Murphy bed in your office on which to take naps prior to games.
Is that a true story?
It's a true story. Willie Desjardins, while getting a tour of the facility, spotted the Murphy bed and laughed. It's actually up. There was a video up on Canucks.com, which I'm sure is probably still accessible.
I do know that he did not believe in practicing the power play or shootouts.
Yeah, well, and oftentimes he would not even be present in practice.
Yeah.
Leaving that to Glenn Gulletson and Rick Bonus.
Right. Okay, so do you agree that he should have been fired? I mean, really, they did get off to a really good start last year. In fact, up until just a few games ago, his record and Willie Desjardins' record as coach were almost identical. They did have a good first half.
That's true, yeah. Going into the Christmas break, they were second or maybe even leading the division at the time.
Yeah, and I mean, the Ducks went on an incredible run, and the Canucks lost a couple of games. So they've now they're, you know, fighting for a wild card position, but that's pretty much what we expected them to be doing this year.
Well, if they make the playoffs this year, I think you have to consider that a successful season overall.
So let's look at, I brought in a little bit, I actually did some research this time.
Jason!
I know, I'm sorry.
You're going to make me look foolish.
And Tortorella, at this point in the season, after 56 games, the Canucks were 27-20-9. Now, 27-20 sounds good, but that's nine losses. Right? So they're actually two games under 500. Willie Desjardins, 31-21-3. So they're quite a few games ahead of where Tortorella was. They have 20 more goals than Tortorella's team did last year at this point. They have let up a couple more goals than they had last year, but they've got five more regulation or overtime wins.
Mm-hmm.
And also at 56 games into the season, Tortorella's Canucks were in the middle of a losing streak. They would lose eight of the next nine games after this. And I don't see the Desjardins Canucks doing that.
Yeah, that would be a stretch, I think, to see. I mean, basically, I would say the last couple of weeks have been the worst, been the low point of the season for the Canucks to date. And that's more or less going on a win-loss, win-loss, up-and-down record coming out of the All-Star break.
Until they beat the Blackhawks, Bruins, and Penguins all within a week's time. Okay, they lost against the Flames and the Wild, but then they beat the Wild again which very recently,
which could be realistically one of the bigger wins for them. I mean, the loss to the Flames was devastating, but the Wild are on the heels as well. So, and not only that, but to get over that almost mentally, because the Wild have absolutely destroyed the Canucks so far this season up until recently.
So I would like to say, John Tortorella, good on him for recognizing that the firing was not a bad thing. Now my request would be, give back some of the money.
Well,
because he's still getting paid.
I don't see that happening, but maybe if you put in a special request.
All right, John Tortorella, call me. Russell, I'm pretty excited as the Davis Cup is coming back. Milos Raonic. And I didn't say that right, but that's okay. Raonic and Vasek Pospisil are taking on the Japanese at UBC March 6th to 8th. And darn it, it's going to be a good time.
There's going to be a rematch of historical proportions between Canada's number one tennis player, male tennis player, Milos. And Japan's number one male tennis player.
Yeah.
Kei Nishikori.
Now, this is actually, I got to say, this is not just a matter of Canada's number one versus Japan's number one. This is two top 10 players in the world.
Who have had somewhat of a rivalry develop over the past couple of years.
The past year or two, yeah, sure. And Nishikori, actually, is number five in the world. And he has won 4 of 6 matches so far. But Raonic won the last one down in Brisbane just a couple of weeks ago.
Brisbane.
And he is ranked, he's up to number 6 in the world. This is the highest ranking that a Canadian guy has ever had in the ATP rankings. This is pretty exciting stuff.
Quite impressive, too. History has been made, as they say.
Twice before, Canada's hosted stuff at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center up there. Twice the Canadians have won.
Well, and if, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Canada is ranked higher than Japan, so they actually got to choose the venue for the match. So obviously,
yeah, they're ranked a little bit higher, and it's because Pospisil is ranked number 60 in the world, where Go Soeda, who is the number 2 guy in Japan, is ranked 82. So we've got a little bit of an advantage in the number 2 guy.
Okay.
Plus, we tend to have better doubles play. And last time Japan won when the two countries played, but both Raonic and Pospisil were injured. So
we touched briefly on your birthday earlier.
Yes, sir.
Daniel Nestor, will he be taking part?
are you trying to put some sort of a parallel between the ageless Daniel Nestor?
Like a fine wine.
What, you mean out of reach for the normal person?
No, getting better with age. Come on, you know what I mean.
This is something I find it really interesting. Raonic and, of course, Eugenie Bouchard are getting all the press in the world right now. They're both young, they're both beautiful, all that stuff. Great hair, both of them. I don't know about Raonic's legs, but Eugenie Bouchard, hello. Daniel Nestor has won an obscene number of Grand Slam tournaments in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Like even just tournaments in general, he has more tournament wins in the doubles than pretty much name anybody. I think Martina Navratilova is the only player who's won more.
Wow, perhaps the most underrated but underappreciated Canadian athlete of all time.
Well, certainly he's flown under Canadian radar, but I mean, he won the Male Canadian Athlete of the Year award several times. But just for the average person on the street, they don't know who he is.
No.
No idea.
No.
But he doesn't have Eugenie Bouchard's legs.
Well, I don't know. Have you looked at him up close before?
Well, I've never looked at Eugenie Bouchard's legs up close before either.
So you're just assuming.
I am. You're right. I'm assuming. That could all be Photoshop.
Could be.
You never know.
It could be.
So, yeah, Davis Cup coming up. I'm pretty excited.
So what is that? That's March 6th to March 8th.
March 6th to 8th at UBC. You can get information at daviscup.com. That's all I got. That's it. That's all I got.
Perfect.
Well, I do have a question for you. I just want to have a very quick follow-up to a previous podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the Department of Player Safety and the lack of suspension so far this year. Do you agree with Kulikov's 4-game suspension when he bridged, thank you, Tyler Seguin, took him out at the knees. He just aimed for, in my opinion, aimed for a hip check, and he just miscalculated.
But
he got a
4-game
suspension plus the in-game five in a game. Now, Seguin is out. He's injured. We don't know for how long. But is that a good suspension?
I've heard 4 to 6 weeks on Seguin.
For the injury.
Yeah. What I found interesting about that, Kulikov was offered an in-person hearing, which gives the NHL the opportunity to suspend the player for 5 games or more.
Yes.
The NHL then chose to suspend him only for 4 games, which I found a little bit interesting in that, you put it out there for yourself to potentially suspend for 5 or longer, and then you
pretty
choose to go under that threshold.
Pretty much every time they've invited a player down there for an in-person hearing, it's 5 or more.
Well, yeah.
I've never seen this before.
Yeah, and quite often it's turned down, to be honest, by the player. Take that for what you will. But
what I don't like about this, it's so clear that it's the name of the guy who got injured that propelled the NHL to go for a 4-game suspension.
Do you think it should be less than 4?
I do. I don't think Kulikov is never, he's not a dirty player. He's never gone after a guy like this before.
I don't know. I thought it would be more, but I'm not surprised that it's 4. I think it should be. I mean, personally, I think a lot of the suspensions in the NHL should be a lot stricter and more severe than they actually are to begin with. I mean, going from the bottom up or the top down, if you low bridge a guy like that, regardless of accidental, I think it should be quite a bit higher. But, of course, you've got so much money on the line and you've got players' livelihoods on the line. Maybe it's never going to get
there.
But
that's the argument that you make about a longer suspension as well. I mean, Seguin not playing for 4 to 6 weeks. This is the top scorer in the league,
mm-hmm.
having a really good season.
Mm-hmm. And only getting better.
And his team is starting to get better, maybe with a playoff spot on the line
mm-hmm.
now that he's out.
Yeah. Oh, and who knows how they're going to fare in the next, 4 to 6 weeks, assuming that's how long it is for
Seguin. They got shut out the game after he was injured.
Yeah. Well, between him and Ben, I mean, Spezza has been a disappointment in Dallas so far. So, I mean, they basically drive the offense, and now you're down 50% of that, right?
I think all those guys down there are just odd.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Odd as?
Just odd in general. In general, just odd.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I think our time is up here.
I would like to give a big thank you to Civil Radio 101.7 FM in Abbotsford, serving Abbotsford, Chilliwack, and, well, pretty much the whole Fraser Valley, really. I would like to give a thanks to them. They have lent their studio to myself and to Russell the last couple of times that we've wanted to put our dulcet tones to digital. Not even tape anymore. But when we wanted to record ourselves, they let us use the studio. It was pretty cool. So thank you very much, Civil Radio. Well, Russell, it has been a joy. Our second time together has been, I'd say eventful, but really we've just been sitting on our cans and talking shit. So I would like to say that you and I are going to talk a little bit more about the Department of Player Safety next time around, because we did have a death in the family this week. So we're going to have to talk a little bit about that and about what the NHL maybe should do about it. But
I'd say it's about time.
I hate to throw a damper on things, but consider the damper thrown. Next time on Puck in the Head. Let me speak plain. I've got to sit and wait for my mouth to catch up to my brain. Time is spinning clockwise down the drain. Come back to me.
tearing up the rules to the game. Now the moon's on the wane, I'm feeling slightly more sane.